Okay, fine, Ken. There was, go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, man. Like, I just. How many minutes are we in? 30, 40 minutes? Like, that's the one song people tuning in to hear us
so
talk about.
What are your thoughts on Mona Lisa?
It's.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
It is. All right. Denny Hip Hop album review. Everybody been waiting for this motherfucker. Lil Wayne the Carter 5. And we also have a special guest.
Dope Knife, rapper, producer, Savannah, Georgia. What's up?
So Carter 5, man, I thought this was going to be on the same joint with what's the
Detox?
You know what I'm saying? Jay Electronica, all that shit, bro, all that shit. Because we've been waiting for this album for at least 3 years now, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Because I thought it was longer than that.
Yeah, I thought Carter 4 came out in like 7 years ago.
2011, yeah. And I think 2012. Yeah. He was saying Carter 5 was coming in another year, which would have been 2013.
Wow. So almost five years.
But he's released like five different things.
Yeah, of course. But still, the Carters are that's special. Off the bat, first thing, hour and a half. I'm with B.
But you don't have to say B.
I think even Carter 3 was long, actually. They had some extra bonus tracks on it that pushed it to an hour and 28 minutes. But it was nearly just as long as this.
It doesn't feel long at all. Yeah, nah, it don't feel that long.
Do we know how many songs Carter 3 was?
I want to say 16.
16?
Yeah.
This one's like 23.
23.
Yeah. Yeah, so Carter 3 was an hour and a half, you know, as well. So, but yeah, if you're watching this, Carter 3 is on Patreon. The class review is on Patreon, so go check that out.
What you got to pull up, man? You know what this is?
I know what it is.
You gotta pull up. What you looking for? No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. Carter 3.
It's that old. I don't always go back and listen to this like that.
All right. But you know what's on it.
Definitely Carter 3 didn't feel as long as this. I gotta say, the way it started off, it felt eerie.
Which one thing?
Extension.
Intro track with his mom.
No. Because that was his mama talking. So I'm not really counting that as one of the musical tracks on here. But yeah, the first track, Don't Cry.
Track after. I listened
to it. Yeah. Yeah, I skipped it. Yeah, it's not an intro you got to listen to like that.
That's his mama talking.
And he can listen to his mom talk.
But Don't Cry. Like, after listening to that and hearing what X was rapping or singing, and how Wayne was coming in. I love the song, but man,
I hated that song.
It felt weird.
What?
Why'd you hate it?
Don't cry.
No.
I fucking love you.
No.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Hell no.
You bugging.
Hell no.
The beat was dope. I was not feeling that hook.
No, shit was mad annoying. It's like, first I had to sit through 2 minutes of, you know, this intro. You know, salute. I'll probably do the same thing for my mom. You have the power to do that. Great. But then to start off, like, the first song I hear is that. That is just, to me, was just not the way to start off Carter 5
But it's to be a 6-year wait. And
that's like, it's not even like just the song.
You gotta come out the gate swinging, in my opinion, with that. I mean, I understand.
But it's the hook, like the first lyrics that you hear out of it. Nobody was waiting 6 years.
You've been waiting 6 years, but you gotta come out swinging.
He did come out swinging.
No, he did.
I think the first song should have been like Uproar.
With Uproar, did you feel like doing the Harlem Shake?
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like
special delivery! Special delivery!
I'm like, this is special delivery.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Yeah.
Swiss Beats pretty much.
But here's the thing.
Swiss Beats the original?
I mean, not the original. I'm just saying he just broke up that.
Yeah, I was wondering that too if he did the original when I heard it.
But y'all talking about putting Uproar. I know. Y'all talking about putting Uproar right after I Love You, Dwayne, that intro. Like, that wouldn't have felt weird. You know what I'm saying? So I like the fact that Don't Cry came right after that. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of set the vibe.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
A soft lead-in.
Exactly. Instead of, you know, you got mama crying and, you know, talking all great about her son, and then
don't cry.
Well, so here's the question, though. Would you say that Don't Cry is kind of like the norm for the songs on the album, or would you say just like a general vibe of the songs? Would you say that it's like Don't Cry, or would you say like Uproar?
But we know what type of artist Wayne is and the type of beats he goes over. Obviously, it's not going to be Don't Cry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the way he led with that heartfelt intro by Moms.
Right.
How can you go to up?
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, I think it totally makes sense to go to Don't Cry.
Exactly.
It makes sense to go to Don't Cry.
It would have been a much better lead-in if the intro wasn't so long.
To me personally, I would have liked to just hear Wayne rap and maybe something energetic, then something introspective. Then let's get into like the album, right. And then you've got like a mother intro and a Don't Cry. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I disagree. I put it to you like this. I think that if it was any other feature, I would agree with your statement, but because it was X and what he was saying, how he was saying it, and coming off of that intro, I like the placement.
After that, you know, Dedicate was cool, Uproar was cool, and then Let It Fly. Like,
Dedicate
oh
was tight.
Hold on, my
you
God.
Be skipping over shit. Dedicate
was
tight.
What are you talking about? Just, oh my God. Like, so Let It Fly was what, Ken?
Wait, which one?
Oh, you didn't like Let It Fly with Travis Scott?
I didn't like that shit either.
Oh, I don't know, kid. Now,
see, this is what you trying to sound like.
Wait, 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 wait.
That shit was hard, bro.
Wait. So we're just gonna skip Dedicate.
But let's go back to Dedicate.
No.
Mike pulled me. He was like, "Hey, wait, hold on." So Mike did the hold on.
Dedicate
was nice. Yeah, I did like that.
But I figured that's what Ken was saying. Like, we got that, we got this. We said that was okay, and then you got to
yeah.
No, I get you.
It's fine. It's fine. Check. Y'all can bring it back.
Yeah. Bruh. Like,
the way he went in.
Wayne came in and was just like, yeah. Bro, oh my right. God.
I'm feeling Wayne's verse in Let It Fly. His actual verse in Let It Fly is dope.
You didn't like the beat?
I don't fuck with the beat. I wasn't fucking with the tribe. I mean, there we go. There's only so many times I can hear like the same. It's pussy weather,
I don't like Travis Scott in that joint. Like, I'm like, damn.
But the song wasn't bad.
Why y'all hate on Travis?
I'm not that boring.
I think at this point, he's extremely repetitive. Like, all his fucking ad-libs and shit. But no. He...
It wasn't a good feature.
For me, man, Travis, even though he is repetitive, he I don't know, like, on this track...
He didn't need Travis Scott on this song.
No, he didn't need him. He didn't need him, but he didn't hurt him.
He fit fine.
Exactly.
Mixing alcohol with the Tussin.
It felt like the opposite.
Wayne could have did that himself.
It felt like the opposite of the Don't Cry shit. So we're like, Don't Cry felt like, man, there's like a reason that, you know, XX is on the song and like the timing, you know, of like when it's coming out and him just passing, it felt like right.
The only song I didn't like was, Dark Side of the Moon. Although I will say this,
don't say it.
Hold on, Nicki sang.
Don't you say it?
Okay, no. Everybody, please
on the
stop.
Dark Side of the Moon.
If y'all are really gonna sit here and tell me that Nicki's voice sounded bad, then you're just simply trying to be a dick.
I'm not saying
because she sounded fine.
I'm saying the song.
Oh, that's what
the song is terrible. Yeah. No, I start off by saying the song was
no.
Bad. So, but she sounded good.
Fine. Well,
she sounded good.
Is it good or fine?
Good.
Because you give me fine, good. I'm like, all right.
She sounded good. Come on.
But when you
bro.
Go to good.
If you recorded like 30 tracks and 28 of them sound bad, one of them could sound fine and one of them could sound good. You know, I don't think Mike is saying that Nicki is a great or good singer.
She's not singer. Fucking Aretha
Franklin. Exactly. Right. But on this particular track, she didn't sound bad.
She sounded good.
She didn't sound out of place or anything like that.
Maybe the song is so bad.
The song is awful.
She just didn't do anything to add to it.
She helped the song not be garbage. The song is still bad. The song is bad. It would be complete garbage. Nicki helped at least raise it out the trash can.
But like for people who are fans of like the whole Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and Young Money thing, was that song what they were trying to hear on the Carter?
Exactly.
No. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that really, was that?
It's not, yeah.
Was that the decision?
They needed a monster.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I think when, you know, as I listened to it over and over again, I think what I pulled from is like, I think Nicki about to leave this rap shit alone. Like, she's starting to sing more and more.
She needs to.
Yeah, I think she's trying to really position herself to be an R&B artist. Look, she got Mike saying she sounded good. Imagine what Nicki Minaj fans are saying. Overall, in this album, I think I picked that up too. Like, the intro with his mom, Don't Cry. He talked a lot about, like, I think there was God references on here, his drugs and stuff. Like, he was, like, a little revealing on here.
Yeah, you know, with Wayne. He got personal with like at least like three of these songs.
Especially the last one, right?
Yeah.
Let It All Work Out.
Yeah.
I can have that. From Demon to the End, I wasn't really from Demon to the End. Actually, no, wait. Cause I don't think I like. No, I didn't even like start this shit off right.
That was an interesting.
It was.
Song.
It sounded dated. That
because it's Manny Fresh.
It was Manny Fresh beat.
And Ashanti and freaking Matt.
Yeah, it was too bad.
It was like dated.
It's like 2000.
Yeah.
It's like 2002.
It was like that. What'd you think about Dope Niggas though? The shit with Snoop.
That was good.
I dug that shit.
That was good. I liked it.
Nah.
It's just, it's not what you would expect when you see Snoop and Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
But what do you expect when you see Snoop and Lil Wayne?
It wasn't this. I don't know. I was expecting something just a little bit harder.
I like what Snoop came in.
It was cool.
It was just enough Snoop. Right? Yeah. It was just enough.
And you know what? I lied. It started off with Open Safe.
Is that before Demon?
That was before it started the shit off.
So wait, did you not like Open Safe?
No. That was the one with the mustard beat.
And
Wayne was rapping like YG.
But
then, actually no, I take that back. I'm not gonna say I didn't like the song because that second verse, Wayne started rapping different and it got dope. And so I take that back. I didn't dislike that song. I didn't like the first verse that Wayne did on that song.
Yeah, that's what I noticed a lot about this. It's like I like certain parts of a song, but never like the whole thing. I mean, not never, but if some like I like parts of the song.
I liked most of this album, but like I said, around track 16, it started to kind of go down a little bit.
Gotcha.
I don't think the songs were necessarily shitty songs.
Right.
I just didn't enjoy them as much.
Right. Like this album definitely ran a little.
It ran long. He could have stopped at 15 songs.
And because it was too long, like there's like 5 songs on here that are kind of like deep cuts where he's like getting personal. That it's just because the album's so long, they start to kind of like bleed into each other just in terms of what he's rapping about. So all you have is like, well, which one of those beats do I like the most? Because like content wise the songs are like all about the same thing. It's like fame, drugs, I'm struggling, and you know what I mean, redemption. You hear that like on 6 songs peppered throughout the album, then like by the end of it you're like, man.
Well, I think that's what made it like some of those personal songs interesting. Because thinking about like everything that led up to like the Carter Five probably not even coming out at all.
True.
You know, so it felt like he was just like, well, I'm going to say this because I don't know where this is going to go from here. So, you know, it was just like, I'm sure he has songs like that in his catalog. He has tons of songs. But like to hear them all like on one project was different for me with Wayne. Yeah. And the way he was rapping was clear. You know, and different from Wayne. It's like the one thing that leading up to this, like we've talked about and you guys have talked about, is like Wayne sounds like he's just not on that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. And that Wayne sounds focused and he's rapping really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
So how would that play out in a whole album?
If y'all could be like the executive producer of this album, mm-hmm. and like somebody comes to you with, how many, 24 or 23?
23.
Somebody comes to you with these 23 songs and like you got full range to take off what you want, to like, you know what I mean, to make the album, like what like songs would you take off?
Like those songs that one that you said you like?
Would you take off
I would take off those type of songs.
Okay.
And just keep it more focused, because I feel like that kind of took it off a little bit.
Dark Side of the Moon, shit like that.
I would leave it, even though, because if I'm the executive producer, I'm not making an album just for myself.
Yeah.
I'm making it for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would leave Dark Side of the Moon, because even though I don't like it, I can definitely see like younger fans being like, oh, this is my shit.
Fans,
definitely.
But I didn't mind like the introspective to not introspective jumping around. Like to me, it really came down to like a matter of there being too many songs.
Too many?
Because the thing is like from a rapper perspective, especially on some like underground shit, like the shit that cats like me used to really enjoy about Lil Wayne back in the day is like he had like certain songs where it's like, all of your like, you know, indie sensibilities would be like, man, I know I shouldn't do this shit.
But
like you're like the rapper part of you is hearing what he's doing and it's like, yo, like Fireman.
Yeah.
That's one of those songs where it's like
Fireman was so good.
Even if you hate, I had mad friends who hated Lil Wayne, it's like, yo, listen to this. It's like Same way. And like there were a couple songs on here, like Uproar, I felt was like that. Even though you didn't like it, like Open Safe is another one of those songs where it's like somebody like me who's like trying to listen to the fucking, you know, Doom and all sorts of like underground shit. Like I hear Open Safe and it's like, man, this fucking Bounty ass. But when you listen to words, like, yo, he's fucking killer.
you got really soul.
Especially compared to a lot of the other Carters, this one felt more watered down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because of those additional tracks that personally I feel didn't need to be there because they didn't add any significance to the album.
Especially after waiting for so long.
Exactly. And that's why I let off.
Like, but I also think that's why it felt that way. Because he's been gone for so long. It was like, okay, here you guys go.
Wayne thought that you needed to hear every single one of these jams.
But you don't think that has to do with this whole like streaming thing and how like they're just like
making I thought that too. I thought it's almost like a playlist type of thing. Because
you have a higher likelihood of ranking higher because you have more songs.
Right.
I get that, but
I feel like if Lil Wayne was like really to him and his heart was like, yo, I'm trying to make some shit that's like better than Damn, it's like better than KOD, or whatever. I just don't feel like this album would have been so as jam-packed as it is.
But I also really think this is like, I've been gone for so long, you guys have been waiting, this is like for the fans.
Right, exactly, you know? I'm about to serve y'all.
Yeah.
Famous was dope as fuck.
Wait.
You crazy,
I didn't like Famous.
You're crazy.
How did Famous go? I don't remember Famous.
And I was surprised by Regine's voice.
She sounded good.
She sounded really good.
Wait, which song is this?
Famous.
Famous.
She's singing.
She starts off with the singing. Mm-hmm. Did you like Problems?
That one.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the shit. Problems had that really kind of understated beat. And then Wayne, just the way he raps, because it's like, you'll have these beats that there's really not a lot going on. And then I keep thinking, I'm like, what's Wayne gonna do with this? There's nothing happening with this beat. And then he just throws like 35 flows at you.
But remember, not this last album, but A$AP Rocky's album before. Mm-hmm. Like when he was on there, mm-hmm. he was, I wanna say, on Kanye.
Cause he did Tyler too. He killed Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah. You know, so Wayne has given us glimpses, and then he gave us the two projects earlier in the year.
Okay, fine, Ken. Go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead.
Mona Lisa,
man. Like, I just, how many minutes are we in? 30, 40 minutes? Like, that's the one song people tuning in to hear us talk about.
What are your thoughts on Mona Lisa?
It's by far to me the standout track on here. The way he's rapping, the beat, like the way he was doing the storytelling and how it all led up into Kendrick.
Okay, you know what I want to know?
I was like, oh.
Who do you think got the track?
I think Wayne ate him.
I mean, I don't even know if that's what they were trying to go though.
He had pretty much the whole song though.
They both were.
I think Kendrick was like, Kendrick was the closer.
Wayne killed this song.
It's
unfair.
If Liz is your daddy, she about to be a bad.
It's not fair.
It's
unfair. This man went seven innings.
No,
nine strikeouts.
What does Kendrick usually do? Kendrick, you could have 12 bars.
Yeah.
And Kendrick will usually come in with one and kill all your shit.
Yeah.
So this is the first time where I've really been like, no.
And then if we're going by the premise that a lot of this shit was recorded like 3 or 4 years ago, that means not only was Wayne, but was like Kendrick like on a wave, but Wayne was probably on that stuff and still ate him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think he ate him.
Kendrick's verse was dope, but it was mainly dope because of what Kendrick
did.
Kendrick's verse whack. I'm just saying, Lil Wayne ate him. It was like,
okay. Here's the thing.
Break it down.
Yes, Wayne stood out.
Okay.
He was the man on here. I kept waiting for Kendrick to come in. Like, what's Kendrick gonna do? The voice thing was cool. You know, and I felt he closed it well. Came in on the ninth inning, you know, struck out the side. Like, perfect save. Nobody got on base. But I also think because we heard him longer and the way he set it up, it didn't give Kendrick enough time to come in and do his thing. Now, what he did was dope. And I'll give the edge to Wayne because Wayne was killing it on that shit.
I smoke purple, call me Sealy. Like, he had bars. Kendrick had the flow and he had the voice change.
And if two people act in a movie, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, the fucking guy, like, somebody gets an Oscar and the supporting actor doesn't. It's not his, you know what I mean? No, it's not your fault. I had a big role, right, I understand, but right. You could have done your shit when you're supporting the role.
Then you're gonna get an award for best supporting actor.
He was a good war machine. Yeah, Wayne. But fucking Wayne was Tony motherfucking Stark in this song.
I was in the car with my manager, we're listening to it, like, Wayne's versus going on, and I'm just like, you know, looking at her like, yo, he's crushing this, man. He's killing it. And then, like, the song kind of had, like, a fake end, and it was like, damn, I didn't hear Kendrick Lamar on that at all. And then Kendrick Lamar started rapping, I was like, okay, word, let's hear this, you know, because you got to take the whole thing to get the totality of it. And it's like midway through Kendrick's verse, I like looked at her and was like, yo,
Wayne got this shit.
Wayne got this shit.
But you know what? That's what you want, though, because he knew that you can't go in on a song with Kendrick Lamar and go half ass.
Everyone knows that, but they can't help it. Even going back to Dedicate, like, there were just so many bars, like that Rock Band line.
Oh, yeah.
Go back to the block where they got more rock
bands. That whole scheme. Yeah. That whole scheme.
Rock Band.
That whole scheme was crazy.
Holy shit. And he did that so many times.
He did the same. He did it again in that same song.
In the Letter Flash.
With the lot with the.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Get the mind blown. Like, come on, man.
Right.
Y'all.
Now, he was rapping.
Yo, we
agree.
He was rapping.
I don't think we're talking about rapping. I think we're talking about some of the songs and whether or not we like
them. But how about was Let It Fly Whack then?
Right.
But to
just
me,
because of Travis Scott.
I personally didn't like the beat, and I personally didn't like Travis Scott's verse. If you had kept the same beat and given me two Lil Wayne verses like that,
it might have been better.
Yeah, to me. Okay. That's just to me.
That's,
you know what I mean? I'm not,
that's fair.
That doesn't
like Travis Scott like that either.
Yeah.
Favorite tracks for me, Don't Cry, Dedicate, You Can Give Me Uproar. Hey, it's a lot. Open Letter, Famous. I'll stop here.
Dedicate, Uproar, Mona Lisa.
Dedicate, Mona Lisa, Problems, Let It All Work Out, and Deep.
Dedicate, Uproar, Can't Be Broken. Yeah, I like Open Safe. Look at anybody's list. And then, what's the other one? Used To. Yes. Used To actually might be my favorite song on the album.
Don't Cry. Dedicate. Mona Lisa, Problems. I'm gonna say Took His Time.
Oh, is that the one God Took His Time When He Made Me?
God Took His Time When He Made Me. That shit, I ain't like that either.
Really?
He sang it.
Mike, this is your face.
Yes, it is.
Weezy, if you watching, I have a suspicion. If it's not you, it's somebody in your camp that you watching. I've enjoyed the resurgence of your career and everything that's been happening. You've had a lot of source material, and I think that you've been executing overall at the level that Lil Wayne should be executing at. This project could have been, you know, one of the better projects to come out this year if it was trimmed down. So that's no indictment into your greatness and to what the Carter Five is, but just for me personally, I just felt it could have been a little shorter and I would have been able to hold this in higher regard. But overall, man, great project. You a free man now.
If you're watching, the shit was dope. It could have been a little bit better, but it was ill. Do a video for Uproar and have a bunch of little kids doing that. But yeah, that shit was dope. I think at this point in the game, you should make a decision as to whether you want to be like a contemporary artist or if you actually want to go for that greatest rapper alive shit that you're always talking.
That is a good point.
Because like at this point, you got all the money, you've had all the like number one hits and all the broken records. So are you trying to like be in the charts with like these young guys, or are you trying to like do some shit for your legacy that's like, yo, I am one of the greatest rappers alive, you know what I mean? Because I think skill-wise, you have the skill-wise and the stature in terms of like your popularity that like, it's some shit that you actually could accomplish.
For me, y'all know, you know I've always been tough on you ever since you dropped Carter 3. So, I mean, you didn't really, I feel like you, this, you know, there's some joints here, there's some bar fest that he had on a couple of these joints, but I come to realization, I'm like Mike with, when it comes to Jay-Z with I Am a Lil Wayne. It's like, I just, not on that train. Just never really been on that Lil Wayne. I mean, besides Carter 1, 2, and 3, and a couple of dedication mixtapes, the early ones, I'm just not, I've never been a Wayne. Even during the Cash Money years, the Hot Boys years, up until now, I just, I'm just not a fan. I, like, that's how I am. Like, the way when people be like, oh man, Jay-Z this, that, Jay-Z that, and people say that about Wayne, I'm like, where? Like, I'm the same way. So I just come to realization that's how I am with Wayne. I'm just, I think he's slightly overrated.
Lil Wayne, if you're watching, I mean, it's cool. You know, I'm like B, coming off the Carter 3, you know, you set the bar high. And I know it's hard to live up to those expectations. I think going back to what FIFO said about the resurgence, I'm really interested in the story of Lil Wayne from here.
Wayne, if you're watching, I agree with everybody here for the most part. It was a good project. I definitely feel like it could have been a lot better had you shaved off maybe 4 or 5 songs. But was it worth the long wait and all the drama, people shooting up buses, you know, all this shit? Was it really worth all of that? Probably not, because I think at this point, you could have put out another Carter 5 and it would have been better than this. But that's only a testament to how much I feel like you've gotten better over the past few years. So, I like this. It could have been better. We're gonna end there. But either way, I think you did a good job.